how much a day's difference is, how much a season's difference is, how much a practice can change, how much an injury can affect the game.
We talk about practice?
No practice. The Cleveland Cavaliers are NBA champions, folks. They're NBA champions. This is Q to Six Man speaking along with Ryan. This is another episode of Off the Bench you're tuned into right now. And I'm just going to go. I have nothing. I have no notes. I have no.
This is going to be so raw. Like, I have like 3 tweets just trying to get up any type of stats I can right about
I'm
now.
I'm literally like I've literally shed tears already. I've already lost most of my voice. Because I'm emotional, man. I picked the Golden State Warriors to win in 7. But if you recall, for the hardcore listeners of the podcast, you might recall back in March when I so said on this podcast.
Said the Spurs are going to win the championship.
I said that, of course that. But I said, you know what? The Warriors are not going to win the finals. Now, granted, that was because I thought that, you know, the Spurs were going to make it, and they almost did. They'll be back, but that's another story. But that was because I saw what Boston did. I saw that Boston, once they got up in the Warriors, once they gave maximum effort, and once they really committed to playing good defense on the Warriors, which is not just easy to do, but once you commit and you trust your teammates, I saw that you could get up on the Warriors and you could keep them down and you could keep them in a space where they're just shooting hero shots. The Warriors go up 3-1 on the Cavaliers. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get there. Y'all stay with me right now. The Warriors go up 3-1. The first 2 games, blowouts. Oh, man, this is over. This is over. Me, myself, I said, dude, this is not looking good, but I'm going to hang
in
there.
Not like this, LeBron.
Not like this, LeBron. Not like this. And it wasn't like that at all. 3-1. Okay, we go back to Cleveland. They win 3 games straight against the MVP, against the best team of all time. Right, and they win the NBA championship. LeBron brings a chip back to the land on Father's Day, on Juneteenth, shout out, and he does it in historic fashion. Now, I want to start this off, you all, by just saying that I'm not going to go easy on the Warriors. So, if you're pro Warriors, you might not like what I have to say.
One question.
What's up?
How were you against the Cavs last year?
How was I against the Cavs?
Yeah, did you, like, roast them at all?
I believe I roasted them to what they deserved. I said things along the line of, oh, my God, LeBron, you are so stupid for leaving Miami because now you left the team with a hurt shooting guard for a team with a point guard who can't stay healthy. And you know what? I still think that LeBron should have stayed in Miami. I still think that.
Just want to get that disclaimer out there for consistency.
I still think that he could have won these last 2 championships in Miami. All D-Wade needed was a good summer to lose some weight.
And a new trainer.
Yeah, and just a new trainer. That's all I thought he needed. And he just needed Riley to work his magic and find a great player like Whiteside. Oh, all right. But let me get to what I'm saying. I have to be objective. I have to just tell my truth. I have to talk my shit. I have to say this is what I feel. This is what I say. And what I say is that the Warriors are fraudulent. Sorry. They're pretty fraudulent. Harrison Barnes. Let's start there. You say you're worth $20 million. My ass. My fucking ass. You're worth $20 million a goddamn season. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This performance in the finals You don't deserve $5 million a season. This shit you just pulled in the finals, you should be fucking ashamed. You are a, first off, you're a great person, but dude, you played like shit. You played like fucking shit this whole series. Your team needed you to step up, and you didn't. Next guy on the hit list, Azealia. What the fuck is this? You say you want to be the backup big. You want your fucking money. You can kiss my ass if I was the GM. If I was Jerry West, Azealia can fuck off. You ain't getting nothing out of me. Bro, I will go sign Pau Gasol over you. I will go trade for a team that has abundant of big men. Bro, no. I am not paying you no damn $12 million, $14 million, $15 million. Fuck out of here, dude. No. Next person on the hit list. He's so irrelevant, I'm not even going to get on him. Next guy.
But wait, though. He still gets a ring.
I don't know if that's confirmed.
I think he played enough games with the Cavs to get a ring either way.
I mean, either way, shout out to Andy, man. But I like to me, Varejao played above expectation.
In the last couple games he did, but this was bad.
It was bad, but a lot of the passes. It was bad, but Varejao isn't supposed to be the glue to your team.
No. But that just showed like how bad at this position the Warriors are.
Klay, you didn't show up in this game. When they needed you to do it the most, you didn't show up. This is a level take. You disappointed in game 7. You disappointed kind of in game 6. But before this, you were on fire. So I'm gonna let you skate by, bro. So you ain't gotta get this belt, all right? You know, like this is just some tough love right here. This is that, you know. This is that I'm about to pull my belt out on some guys, all right? And I'm about to just treat y'all like y'all my children for a second. No, abundance of a distinction of who's worthy of the cash or who's not. But I just had to do it. So the distinction I'm trying to give y'all is Curry versus Kyrie. Curry, I am beyond appalled at you. I am appalled. I am appalled and I am sad that this happened. I'm disappointed. And this is the type of thing that could devastate an entire career. We all thought that Penny Hardaway was going to come back after they got swept by the Rockets. Oh, Penny's going to be back. Penny's a superstar. Penny's going to be fine. You know, his knees are bad, but, you know, he'll be all right. You know, Penny's going to be just fine. Penny was not just fine. Penny never made it back to a finals. So this is not promised for Steph Curry, you all. This is not promised. But let me stay on base here. Steph, you disappointed this entire series. Besides game 4, you are a ghost. I'm not trying to hear the injury talk. I'm not trying to hear the MCL talk. I'm not trying to hear that. I'm really not. Because if you're the MVP, if this is your team up 3-1, all you need to do is give me one out of the last 3 games. And you couldn't. You have failed to secure this ring. And this is on you. This is really on you. Game 7, you're doing behind-the-back passes to, you know, ghosts and shit out of bounds. You're shooting dumbass shots. You were an embarrassment out there tonight. You really were. You were an embarrassment. And it's sad because Kyrie literally, like, I'm almost contemplating like who I would take, honestly. Like, but before it wasn't even a discussion. Yeah, give me Curry over Kyrie any day. I'm now starting to think it might be a little. It's the waters are muddy. All right, it's not just clear cut. Oh, give me Curry over Kyrie. Kyrie, that's a grown ass man. That's a grown ass man. All this,
I mean, all he does is do the hero ball. All he does is ISO. I don't like that. I like team ball.
Sneak, I love you, bruh, but please shut the fuck up. I have to call you out. Captain Sneak on Twitter, that's my brother. So much love. But I gotta call you out, fam. I'm gonna need you to shut the fuck up for a second. I'm gonna need you to just shut the fuck up.
I mean, I don't really like hero ball because I like team ball better.
What the fuck are you talking about? People like Sneak and Sneak himself. Sneak is a Mavericks fan. He's very salty that, you know, D-Wade beat his team. And he's a LeBron hater. It's very salty. It's very sad. It's very corny. But people still hate on LeBron James. It's quite sad, honestly. But let's just, you know, unpack this, Ryan. Okay. So you're up 3-1. And then you lose to Lex three games. And you're supposed to be a top three, top two, top one team of all time in the NBA? Yeah, there are people that was the narrative. That was the narrative. I saw this going around everywhere.
If that, then my response to that is that's just a little. That's
extremely short-sighted. That is not factoring in the softness of the NBA.
Well, not even just if we want to go into like the different eras and all that. But I was just going to say, even if they did win,
yeah,
it's a debate because it's really tough. Like Bill Russell said it best. I don't compare ghosts. It's really tough to say, you know, what team is empirically better because of how they played in the different eras. Like, you know, the 96 Bulls back in those 90s, zone defense was illegal. So you get a technical foul if you didn't play man defense. And that was made for ISO ball.
That's true.
So that's my only thing. That's my only thing about that. So it's like, if you want to, when we talk about, you know, this greatest team of all time, keep in mind that it should be your personal thing. Like for me, I don't think, I think the 86 Celtics are in the conversation. I think the 96 Bulls are in the conversation. I think Showtime Lakers are in the conversation. And whoever you think you're going to put one, okay, that's your favorite team. I'm not going to say that,
you know,
it shouldn't be.
You know,
I'm just going to say this is my favorite.
You know, and I just want to break this down for a second because people like Captain Sneak. Follow him on Twitter so you can see his salt and his tears. But I need you all to understand people like Sneak. Sneak, I'm going to have to come at you, bro, because you've really been pissing me off all series.
To my fellow Patriot fan, I can't protect
you. And it's very annoying. But it's funny as hell, but it's so annoying. It's like a little cousin who just won't leave you alone. And I like it. So I'm going to go in on you real quick. Fan falls real quick. But I got to go in. And there are people who are like, I mean, ISO ball, that's not real basketball. What are you talking about? But your favorite players are Jordan and Kobe. Please stop it. Please stop talking to me. Please stop talking to me when your favorite players are Jordan, Kobe, and Iverson. That,
you know,
and then you say that you fucking hate hero ball. Do you even watch basketball? Do you even watch basketball?
I mean, ISO ball, that's not real basketball. I like real players. I like team players.
Who's your favorite player?
Kobe,
get the fuck out of my face. Stop. Stop. Stop it. That is the most annoying shit on the planet. Curry, this whole fourth quarter was ISO, 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 ISO.
Yeah, he did.
This whole playoffs.
Not the whole playoffs, but with this playoffs, we had a lot.
The majority of Curry's points were off ISOs. A lot.
I can't say.
A lot.
I have to look that one up. He did a lot, but I don't feel confident saying how much.
Just a lot. And hopefully we can have a guest show up. I just got a very, very encouraging DM from somebody who might join us tonight. But yeah, go and check on that, Ryan. This is real.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk, man. I really just wanted to talk because I said to everybody after game three, after they blew them out by 30, I said, this is going seven. Ryan did not think. Ken did not think. You know, Easy said that. Maybe. What's up?
I wanted to see the series tie up at two before I considered it like a back-to-back series.
And that's fair.
and then it didn't, and then it went 3-1. I was like, oh shit. That's why I didn't want to jump to that conclusion.
Yeah.
But not all series are necessarily going to play out the way you think. Just like, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers doing what the Boston Red Sox did in 2004, dude, coming back from a 3. I'm sorry.
Dude, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. After Cam Newton did what he did in the Super Bowl, I said, I no longer believe in the sure thing. I no longer believe. Oh, I man. No longer believe in the team that's better on paper, who has been better all year. I no longer believe in the MVP just because you're the MVP. Yes, I picked Golden State in 7, but go back and listen to that podcast. I said, out of respect for LeBron's greatness, this is going 7. And I would not hate if LeBron won the fucking finals. And what just happened, you all? LeBron won the fucking finals. Let me go in on the haters real quick. Just let me talk my shit for a second. Because I'm so fed up. I'm so fed up. I am so disgusted. I'm so... You all should be embarrassed at this point. At this point, you should be literally embarrassed if you're walking around saying, I am fuck LeBron. Why you hate LeBron? Because he not like Jordan. What? What the fuck you talking about? He not like Jordan. I mean, he not even like Kobe. What the fuck are you talking? That's not a reason to hate someone. Oh, he's LeBron James. Yeah, but he left Cleveland. The decision. Okay, he brought a ring back to Cleveland. So, fuck him. What? What are we saying? The same people who are like, oh my God, LeBron is being so passive. He's such a bitch. He's such a bad player. He's scared of the moment, right? But the moment he takes it in, oh my God, LeBron is so selfish. ISO ball. What? What? What are we saying? There is a disconnect in LeBron haters' brains. There is a disconnect. There is a disconnect. Let me just talk on a personal level. As a man, I see people disrespect LeBron James like he fucked their baby moms, robbed them of all their money, burned their house down, killed their dog, and burned all their plants. That's what the disrespect comes off like. But yet, LeBron is a role model for just an athlete in general. Zero scandals, zero off the court distractions that come with a whole bunch of raggedy ratchet bullshit. You don't see LeBron in the club popping bottles, getting in fights. Lance Stevenson. Okay. Yeah. LeBron James smashing a whole bunch of Instagram thoughts, getting caught up. Klay Thompson. You don't see LeBron knocking up a bunch of random ratchet hood rats having babies all over the place. No. Dwight Howard. He is a role model for what the athlete should be off the court. You can disagree with the decision, even though I think that's the most pretentious see-through bullshit excuse to hate a person ever. But it's okay. All right. I'll take that. Anything else? I'm not hearing it at this point. You have zero reason to hate LeBron. You have a couple reasons that he's not your favorite yet. He did some things that are kind of diva-ish, you know. It's not really my thing, or I don't really like him, like, as a, you know, I don't like his brand a lot. But as a player, as a man off the court, the hatred I see is on that level. It's not on the level of, yeah, LeBron is cool. He's a great player. He's you know, if the takes were simply just, yeah, LeBron is an amazing player, dude. I mean, he's not my favorite in terms of his brand. You know, I disagree with the decision, the fact that it was televised. But, you know, it is what it is. I like him, though. Then I would be perfectly fine. But there are people who walk on this earth and act as though LeBron James smashed their mom, fucking burned their house down, robbed them of all their money, spit in their face, and just do like a whole bunch of unnecessary shit. Like, they are so extra when it comes to a LeBron James. Yes, the charges were false and it was not true. But, bruh, Kobe had a damn rape charge and y'all ain't say shit. Shaq is out here cheating on his wife. Y'all not saying shit. Yeah, yeah, bro. That's what Kobe said. Kobe was like, man, you know, Shaq is out here paying girls, you know, to not, you know, for abortions and shit. Yeah, I'm getting deep. I'm getting deep because I'm tired of it. Dwight Howard is out here with like fucking 8 children by like 5 different. Like,
come on, dude. That one.
Ooh. And y'all acting like LeBron James is the worst person in the NBA. I am so happy for you, LeBron. I am so happy for you. I am so proud of you because the play on the field is just incredible. And forgive me if people think that I'm saying some shit out of pocket, but frankly, my dear, I don't give a fuck because I'm tired. I'm so fed up with the hatred. I'm so fed up with this, the pretentious see-through bullshit that is thrown at this man for no reason. Do I agree with everything he did? Do I agree with everything he's done? No, but to love your brother, you don't have to agree with everything. Just because we disagree don't mean we family. That's the mantra. That's the code. So yes, LeBron has done things that I don't agree with. LeBron has done things that make me be like, what the fuck, dude? But my own father, my own mom, my own sister, my own family have done shit where I've been like, man, what the fuck? But at the end of the day, it's all love. At the end of the day, I want to see you win. At the end of the day, I want to see you achieve. But on the basketball level, he has cemented himself in so many top fives and top threes. If he gets one more, he might be top three. But he's in my top five. For reference, my top five right now, he's overtaken Bird. So number one, Jordan. Number two, Magic. Number three, Kareem. Number four, Kobe. Number five, LeBron James. Number six will be Larry Bird. And I am so happy for you, LeBron, because people think I'm a hater. I have no clue where this thing got started where people think I hate LeBron James. Like, I literally love LeBron.
It must have been misinterpreted.
I don't get it. Everybody's like, man, you hate him. No, I don't. Like, what the hell? I hate, dude, I don't even hate Tom Brady. I don't hate athletes, dude. The only athletes I hate are the ones who are annoying as shit and they're losers.
Or they're bad people.
Yeah, or they're like bad people.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, like, or they're, yeah, I fuck Peyton Manning. But, dude, we have to speak on just the fact that this was an amazing series. As NBA fans, we got a great treat. We had a great series. Whether you wanted Golden State to win or not, man, you have to put your hands together. And I'm so fed up with just the pretentious see-through bullshit coming from the hatred. The haters who speak on this man's name as if he hasn't been at this for 18 years. And now that he's fulfilled it, I'm seeing a whole bunch of people saying, I mean, well, if Bogut was injured, then they would have won. Well, the same shit happened last year with Kevin Love and Kyrie. Y'all gave them no slack. I gave them no slack. So to be consistent as a man, I have to give no slack to Stephen Curry's injury, Draymond's suspension, and Andrew Bogut. I have to give no slack because this is the time in the playoffs when you're hurt. Everyone's hurt. Everyone's injured. Everyone is not 100%. A lot of guys are teetering on 50%, actually, but they play through it. So Stephen Curry being hurt, that's not an excuse to me. Bogut being out, that's not an excuse to me. Draymond's suspension, that's not an excuse to me. Yes, I tweeted that Bogut's injury was a series altering. It was. Okay. That doesn't mean that that's an excuse for you to go out there and go, what, 6-25 or some shit, Curry? Like, what the hell are you doing? But let me digress. Because we have a man in the podcast right now.
Man.
Who, for just so long, suffering after every loss. The Orlando series, he's seen him leave. He's seen the man come back. He's seen him be disrespected by the owner. He's seen everything under the sun when it comes to this man from Akron calling himself King James. He's seen the Clutch Sports, everything. We have a man who is a writer for DannyHipHop.com, done multiple articles, done multiple reviews. He's also an entertainer himself. He's an artist. The man Stole the Lazy Genius is on our show, resident Cavs fan of Off the Bench. And I just want to ask this man one question, because he's been at this for so long. He suffered so many times. He's almost an Eagles fan, basically. All the tears that I've endured, he's endured them twice as harder. The city's economy ran on one man, and he left. And now he's back to deliver on his promise. Stowe, what are you feeling, bro? Talk to me.
Let's go. The time is now. Finally, after all the years of being mocked, LeBron James, the king, the best player in NBA history. Yes, NBA fucking history has come through, and he's blessed us with a championship. He's done it.
We are doing hot takes. Hot take alert. Stowe, I'm not with you on best player ever, but
get off me. The time is now.
Let him be.
He is top fucking five, hands down. If he's not in your top five,
he gave a list.
Bro, if he's not in your top five, then you're just smoking. No, what's up? All
right. So, Stowe, I want to come up, approach this to you. As a Boston fan overall, I can relate in a sense of how the Red Sox were cursed for the 86 years with the curse of the World Series. So I can only, like, I can relate to how it felt like always coming so close but never there, and then to win it down, basically, I think Red Sox were down 3-0, but Cavs were down 3-1, so pretty similar. I just want to ask you, like, how much adrenaline is like coursing through your system, like right this second?
Yo, it's unbelievable, because I was at work watching the game, and like, I mean, this is what game sevens are about. This is what sports are like. It's all about LeBron James coming through down 3-1. I thought we were done. I'm not even going to front. I thought we were done. Like, I was like, I can't even believe game two happened. And I can't even believe that we're down 3-1. Like, what is it? I think two or three teams in NBA history have come back.
No team has ever come back.
No team has ever come back down 3-1 or down three games when the opposing team has three games, but only three teams have won game sevens on the road. Two of them are the Celtics, and the other one was I gotta look it up, but two of them are the Celtics, I know that.
Point is, history was not in our favor. We were going up against the best teams, with the best record, like, and after, I'm not gonna front, Kevin Love, you know, didn't even show up in this shit. I don't understand what's going on with that man. I don't think he's coming back next season, but
really,
He shouldn't. I don't think he should. He doesn't deserve to after this shit. No.
Wait. Can I play contrarian just a little bit?
Go ahead.
All right.
That defensive possession he did against Curry.
Man,
that means nothing.
One possession does not make up for.
Wait. Let me give you his stat line, because his defense, I'm with you when I say he's a liability on defense, but it hasn't been as bad as people shit on him.
It's not even the defense, though. His offense doesn't make up for it.
That's fair. That's a very fair point. Love was 3-for-9. He was a plus 9. He was a team high, plus 19. He had 14 total rebounds, 3 assists, 1 turnover, 9 points. His biggest contribution was rebounds and defense tonight. I'm just putting that out there, because I honestly thought that maybe he was going to get traded. But then after I saw this, I'm like, maybe he might not get traded. Because if he doesn't do some of these things, then they might not win this game seven.
I'd probably still trade him. He's supposed to be a 6'10 dude who can shoot the basketball. There aren't too many dudes that can do. He had the advantage. Like, I feel like he should have been able to be more aggressive. I understand defensively he sucks. Right. Like, fine, whatever. Right. But like, he should be able to drain shit over these Warrior niggas. But I can't front. Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green are two amazing defenders, and they shut that shit down.
Bro, you know what? So can I just ask you real quick? Because everyone talks shit. I talk my shit, but I'm consistent with my shit talking. And, you know, I'm so fed up with, like I said, just the pretentious, you know, oh, man, you know, LeBron, you know, all this shit they always say about him, right? But can we just talk about Curry for a second? Curry choked. Like, we really need to drive this home. Curry choked. He literally choked. This is a game seven on your home court. It's on your floor. You right. are up seven.
Right.
And you don't expand that lead?
I'm going to say this.
Go ahead.
I believe, honestly, I attribute the Warriors losing this series to Klay Thompson opening his mouth after, what was it, after a game?
After I think. The game five, I think.
Yeah, something like that. It was like LeBron's in his feelings, and LeBron doesn't play that shit. I don't understand why people keep thinking this has happened so many times before. You make fun of LeBron, he may get in his feelings, but I guarantee you he's going to tear you a new one, and that's exactly what he did immediately after that. So I honestly attribute it to Klay Thompson thinking that they were hot shit after that one game.
Bro, all I know is that Draymond went off.
He made me lose my shit tonight.
He was, bro, like honestly, it was fucking crazy. Like, it was absolutely insane. It was insane.
I'll tap you up right now.
Honestly, it was me, but like I just had to do it, bro. All I know, all I know is that Draymond played his ass off, and
had to.
Bro, Curry. See, here's the thing. When Klay was like, when Klay said that shit, bro, I was just honestly.
Oh, don't do it! Yes. Oh my god!
Honestly, like it was just really Klay. What the fuck are you doing? I said, what are you doing, Klay? And he like, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You just don't do that.
You can't just do that.
Certain things so you many, just don't do.
So many players have made that exact same mistake, and you know. LeBron doesn't play that anymore, and he's I remember he was like, I've been doing this for so long now, I'm gonna hold my tongue, I'll do it again, and then I'm just like, well, he's about to snap. You've done it now, Klay Thompson, and that's exactly what happened,
bro. The moment I saw LeBron's Boston look in his face, right, bro,
exactly.
Like, dude, I was so excited.
That performance was still better.
I was so excited.
I want to put that out there right now.
Really?
I will say, I think game six was that peak best he's ever done.
Really?
I really do.
Okay.
He burned. I'm a Celtics fan, and 2012 will forever be in my scars of things that I can't fully. Like, bruh. Talk about without getting a little emotional. Like, he burned the garden down.
Oh my god. Dude.
Like, he did. Like, I remember watching it, and it's just like, oh my god.
So, who are you taking in a one-on-one, Kyrie or Steph?
Oh my, what?
In a one-on-one? Oh, I'm easily taking Kyrie. Come on now. Like, okay. I do think that Steph is... He's an unbelievable shooter. Like, people... And that's why I don't understand why he played so badly in the finals, because, like... Not badly, but like he didn't not up to the competition.
Didn't see what he said this whole year.
Say that again.
You didn't see what he was doing. Like, we saw the Curry this whole year.
Even game six and seven, Curry was so much better than. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the
OKC.
Yeah, Thunder. Like, where the fuck was that?
Yeah.
People disregarded that. See, here's my thing, Ryan. Is that people bring up the MCL sprain? All right. Okay. Cool. But to me, on a scale from 1 to 10, that factor bearing in the series is about a 1. So I say that because no one was saying anything about the sprain in the game 6 and 7. Oh, man. Curry looks back, man. Curry looks pretty. I saw so many tweets. Yeah, he looks a little bothered. But, dude, Curry's really back now. And no one's said anything about that.
They did in the games they were losing.
Exactly. See, here's the thing. Let me go in real quick. First off, when Kyrie hit that three, I was so lit, bro. I was just like, let's fucking go, bro.
Please tell me you got the DJ Khaled. Bruh. Like, can we bring that back?
Bruh.
We haven't done this since like the pit.
See, it's all about evolution, and Khaled, I'm gonna bring that back when the time is right. But I have to just speak on Aisha because Aisha,
we're going everywhere.
We are going everywhere because this is just this is a collage. This is
500 right now. No, 0 to 100. We're on 500 right now.
Like, this is
out there. Let's go.
This is the TLOP of podcasts. Just sounds all over the place.
Exactly. Bro.
Honestly, I mean, oh my God, I was so weak. Like, bro, Riley is gonna look at Steph like. Honestly, this is probably the greatest shit.
Where are you getting these?
This is the greatest shit.
Bro, did you write a script for this? Or what?
I did. Because this is unscripted. This is what I do. I was so excited to see Aisha get flamed. Because I'm going to tell you this. I like her. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful sister. She is absolutely gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous. We all know this. But sometimes a pretty girl says some dumbass shit. And we just have to speak. All right. Man, this shit is rigged. They're doing this for money or something. But when y'all won last year though, boo boo, you won't saying shit. You won't saying shit, boo boo. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't hard shit now. But dude, like they were like she wasn't saying shit. So now when y'all lose, it's rigged. But last year you won't saying a damn thing. And people really went in on Stephen A. Smith, and I don't like Stephen A. Smith. People know I don't, but he was completely justified in everything that he said.
I don't think so.
I think he was completely justified. She needed to sit her ass down. She needed to turn that fucking phone off, and she needed to stop tweeting. She came out with the fucking feminist T-shirt on the moment that Stephen A. Smith called her out. See, this is that shit, man. Don't fucking cry foul when you get your shit called out. Oh, you're gonna pit two women together, Stephen A. That's so, you know, just trying to pull the misogyny card. Yes, yes, we know Stephen A. Smith does stupid shit. Let me make this point, I'm gonna let you go. We know that Stephen A. does stupid shit, all right?
A lot.
But in this situation, I think he was completely justified because she wasn't saying a thing when her man won in 6 games last year. She was completely quiet. It was go dub nation go on Twitter, all right?
Before all the hype okay. build up with this.
Okay. So when we go with her Twitter rant, yes, is it cool to call her, you know, call her a bitch and no, that's completely out of pocket. But boo boo, honey dear, my dear, my beautiful black queen, you need to sit the fuck down because you do not need to do that. That was so unjustified for you to call out. See, here's the thing. You got a whole bunch of simps out here. Man, Aisha, she won, man. Aisha, man, she beautiful. Y'all need to stop. Aisha can do what she wants. If that was my girl, she could tweet whatever she wants. Shut the fuck up. Sit your soft ass down. This isn't even on no hotep like bullshit. You need to sit down because no person should be speaking on their other half's business in which they work. Would you like, I don't give a fuck if you're the manager of Taco Bell. I don't want my woman or if you're a woman or whoever the fuck it is, I don't want my significant other to be tweeting, Facebook posting, Tumblring, snapping, MySpacing, Beboing, anything about how this, my workplace is, you know, rigged or it's not set up for me to win. Because guess what? Guess what? For people who actually live in the 21st century, you don't just get to speak out the side of your neck about your significant other's workplace. You don't do that.
I think Steph tweeted it.
Yeah, like so, like if your girl was like, my man and manager, he a bitch. He ain't never paying my man enough.
You would be like,
yo, fam, chill out. What are you doing? You gonna get me fired? But all the simps on Twitter, man, Aisha, she's so beautiful. She can do what she want to do, man. Y'all need to leave her alone, bro. She, if that was my girl, she could do whatever she want. Okay, Dusty, my motherfucker, that's what you would do with your dusty ass. We know that you would let your one woman run you up and down and shit. Okay, but it has nothing to do with even gender. It just has to do with respect. If that was Steph tweeting that, you know, If Steph tweeted the Food Network and said, man, the Food Network ain't letting my boo cook because she black, everyone would be on Steph's ass. But the fact that Aisha is pretty, she's light-skinned, she got all these beautiful kids, they, man, y'all need to leave Aisha alone. Aisha, she a queen. She can do what she wants. Stop it. So I want to get into the officiating because that's what I'm trying to tie this in with. Did we all think, did we think the officiating, do we think the officiating even lended itself to that tweet being, oh, this is rigged?
I think there was bad on both sides.
Steph tweeted it from his wife's Twitter. I think Steph did it, just like Kanye.
Oh my god! Bro,
the refs this whole series, bro.
I'm legally blind.
Like they were fucking blind this whole series. It was so bad. But at the same time, I'll say this: bad officiating on both sides is good officiating.
That's not how that works. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Good point.
It doesn't basketball. If both teams are getting
You just say that because we got LeBron to
win. If both teams are getting bad calls, then it leaves it up to an even playing field because both teams are both getting penalized for
okay. Both. That's where I would agree with you. Depending on whatever the Carl calls specifically, but then we get into that whole little thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I wanted to mention this, like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago? This tweet where you wanted to mention about Cam Newton back when, you know, the
Panthers.
Shout out to Matt Moore. I got a couple tweets from him tonight. So he tweeted this way back in April of 2016. So Cam Newton, Under Armour, loses Super Bowl. Jordan Spieth, Under Armour, collapses in the Master. Steph Curry, Under Armour, ellipsis.
Dude. That is crazy.
That's crazy. He just went back and was like, I was joking about this and I didn't think the Warriors would lose, but my God.
Bruh.
It's funny.
Apparently everyone is talking about how this isn't like a great achievement and oh man, LeBron, you know. The only thing is when the Cavs win. I'm sorry, no. When the Warriors win, everybody's on their knees. Everyone's giving every hand job possible to Steph Curry. When LeBron wins, it is so quiet. The love on the time. Dude, it's a ghost town on the timeline. What the fuck? Like, no, just speak on. I want you to speak on this though. Speak on how the double standard for the Cavaliers wins and the Warriors wins. How do you feel when one minute when Oakland wins, oh, it's a lituation, Roracle's going crazy, you know, oh, it's so awesome, I'm so happy for Steph. But when LeBron wins, oh, yeah, that was an all right win, yeah, it was a pretty good win for LeBron. Like, what the fuck?
Right. It's crazy to me. I think that it has to do with the fact that the Warriors, I mean, they did have the best record in NBA history, so For them to be going up against a team who people thought weren't that good because we were playing in the East and we were having problems in the beginning of the year, but people super slept on us after the All-Star break and we started playing really good basketball and going into the playoffs. So for people to say that, oh no, the game's rigged, people like, are we going to forget the fact that the Warriors missed so many open jump shots? And
dude, don't get me started with that.
You can't tell me it's rigged when we're made. I mean, like the officiating, I don't believe that the officiating had that much of an impact on the series. I think at least not in game seven anyway. But I do believe.
Not as big.
Right. But I don't think the officiating was terrible. And I do feel like there's a lot of flip floppers out there. It's obvious, like, you're going to root and be biased against the team that you root for or whatever. But it was just ridiculous seeing, oh, the NBA is rigged. Like, they're not going to let LeBron not get his third trophy and all this shit. I'm just like, come on. Like, are you serious?
Like,
you stupid.
Like, honestly, this shit is just fucking like.
How do you just have these loaded up?
Because
he's got his phone.
Like, dude, like, I do this. Like, this is what I do. But at the same time, to piggyback off what Stowe was saying, I think we just need to analyze how Kyrie literally grew up before our very eyes. Do I think he's become CP3 and he's learned how to pass? No, I don't. Obviously, I don't.
Wait. Can I throw this up there? Stowe, I want to ask you this because Q and I have talked about this before. Do you think Kyrie should play shooting guard?
That's a real. That honestly is a really good question. I don't know because I honestly feel like he would be undersized as a shooting guard. He's what 6'4", I think.
That's fair.
That's defensively, fair. He'd be playing up against people that are what 6'4", anywhere between 6'4" and like 6'8". I don't see that going well. Yeah, and like, but at the same time, people also are sleeping on the fact that Kyrie was a pretty good point guard in the playoffs. He didn't. He wasn't. He obviously wasn't putting up like 10, 11 assists like Steve Nash style, but like. He was getting teammates involved, and like that's more than like I think last year he was getting anywhere between like maybe 3-4 assists a game because he was too busy trying to be LeBron. Like so now I feel like this year he played more as a point guard. I don't think he's great by any means, but in terms of point guard aesthetics, like passing and stuff like that, but I don't see anything wrong with him being a scoring point guard, especially when he fucking drops 41. So,
because the difference between Steph and the difference between Steph and Kyrie this postseason is one, Kyrie had to be a part of this team. He had to be involved. If he was not involved and he didn't go off, they were done. It couldn't just be
they needed his scoring
badly. And I'll tell you this, Kyrie's defense on Curry, it was very underrated, very unappreciated, very, like, not talked about. People were not talking about how Kyrie played some very good minutes on Curry. He stepped up to the challenge, man. And
at times,
you know, a lot of times, like it was really like LeBron looked at Kyrie and he was just like, because he just needed a fucking point guard to do what he's supposed to do. And what he did, what he did at times is, you know, he would get a strip here and there. He would play tough defense on him, dude. He was not letting him get to his shots. And a lot of the time, it was actually, I believe it was Bron actually guarded Curry most of the time. You remember what I told you?
No, that's what I was going to say. That was more so because that was.
Remember what I told you the first podcast after the two games was, you know what they need to do is they need to find a way to, or was this on the Dead End Sports? I can't really remember.
It was one of the two because I remember I watched the B-ball breakdown video about it. And I was like, yeah, that is the
best. And I said they have to find a way to switch LeBron on Curry more. And guess what? Ty Lue did it. When it comes to the Cavs, man, I shed a tear, dude, because I was just like, this is 18 years of a man's work trying to bring this state and his city a ring. And yeah, this is so much more than just basketball. It's like I remember seeing his documentary and being so affected by it more than a game. You remember when they had that awful single with Drake and Eminem? You know, that was. No, stop it. But, you know, it was just like. That was awful song. But when they had that more than a game, was it voted? It was directed by Spike Lee, if I'm not mistaken. More than a game? Yeah, I think so. Yes, I think so. It was Spike Lee who did Kobe Doing Work, and then he did, after that, I think he did a More Than a Game in 2010. And I remember seeing that shit, and I was just like, dude, this is heavy. Because LeBron talked about him not having no dad growing up, and how he wanted to just be a better father to his kids, how like he had his boys with him for, you know, years. And for him to have, you know, Maverick and all his guys to be there to witness him win that, and him to collapse on the floor just out of like, dude, I literally think he broke his wrist. I don't think no one's talking about that. I really think he broke his wrist.
Yeah, but I don't know. Understand? People were saying that like he was acting, but like that was a pretty hard hit, and he landed pretty awkwardly. So dude,
I think what that more was a ligament in his arm than anything else, and those are the worst type of pains. It's worse than a bone break, honestly, because once you lose feeling in your hand, it's fucking gone. But I saw the stigma in his hand. Somebody tweeted that also, but dude,
the stigmata. Yeah, that was Jason Concepcion.
That was crazy, but you know, we just gotta talk about Kyrie's go ahead three. Okay, dude.
I mean, who didn't how did no one see this coming though? Because Kyrie's been a killer from since college. Like
I said, as soon as he got the ball, I looked at my father and I was like, yo, he's gonna get this. And when he shot that shit, I was like, let's fucking go, bro. This man put the team on his back.
I was so confident in that shot just because he's done that before.
Another thing that I want to talk about with Stowe real quick is we do need to talk about Kevin Love more. So you said that you think he needs to get traded. I said this.
Oh, also. I think it's happening. I thought that for like I was convinced that maybe he'd do okay or he'd stay if he did well in the finals, but like he's just been such like just
he's been a drag.
Right. I thought that if he could just bring, even if it was just like 18 and 10, like give me something, dog. Like he's such a talent. Like I thought that he was going to bring something really, really unique to our team. And like it never showed up. And
the thing that I read about that was Nate Jones, Kevin Durant's or former agent, marketing agent, or on his team. Word around the league, I guess, is that Kevin Love's knees were apparently shot. So that may be why he's been struggling all year.
Okay.
I don't know all the words about that, but he's the only one I saw that. And usually when he brings up points, there's some truth to it. There's an iota of truth to it. Now, he's not one to like lie about that. So I was just like, that's...
Shot from what?
You don't hear that talked about
ESPN. Shot from what, though? He's not dunking on anybody? Like, what's he doing? Like...
I don't know what could have caused it. Like,
Amari Stoudemire, like, that shit makes sense. But with Kevin Love, who... doesn't do much. Like
I don't understand that. That doesn't really make much sense, honestly.
But like,
well, the other thing about it is that he did lose a lot of weight from Minnesota. Here, right. So and the thing that made sense, I forgot where I heard this on what podcast. I wish I remember. When you have that weight, you still kind of move slow. So maybe that's also why you didn't think he'd be as nimble or as of a scoring threat. Maybe because even with the weight loss, so that may be somewhat related. But I just think like his fit. It's like with his skills, it's not what they're asking them. It's not conducive.
It just
doesn't matter.
I don't know. I just feel like I just needed this nigga to shoot shots and make that's literally it. I did not need him. Like I understand he's a post player, whatever. Like that's cool.
Dude,
that's,
I really feel like that you could have gotten more from Brandon Bass. But I think the most important thing about this finals is to just bring up is that we don't need to be giving passes to Golden State. And I think Ryan brought up a point about injuries, and he said to his credit that this isn't going to be an excuse. My counter to this is people will use it as excuses. And I think those
people... To those that do, then we get a whole little back and forth about
whatever. And I hate the back and forth. Oh, man, I mean, well, the injury was there. Okay, yes, the injury was there. There are a lot of injuries in a lot of finals. It happens. Injuries are a part of the game. As long as you're not hobbled and you can't fucking walk and your back is constricting you like Larry Bird, then you have no excuse. And even then, Larry said, "Don't make excuses for me." And that's just a testament to a champion. You know,
Kevin McHale
played. Yeah, like Kobe played with broken fingers and all that shit. Come on, man.
Let's not pretend that the Warriors didn't have a multitude of weapons on their team. Like,
they did.
People super sleep on that. Like, yes, we had LeBron James, best player in NBA history, and Kyrie Irving. But other than that, like, I mean, yes, we had Tristan Thompson, stuff like that, but below that, like...
Tristan's Warriors, not, like, an imposing, like, offensive tool,
The though. Warriors' fourth, fifth, and sixth man are better than ours. Let's not sleep. Like,
their fourth, fifth, and sixth might be better than y'all's fourth. I'm sorry, y'all. But y'all's y'all's third.
We have a ring. It doesn't matter. We have a ring.
They got the ring. So, but at the end of the game, though, at the end of the day, it does matter because I see a lot of slander and a lot of disrespect coming Cleveland's way from people who are trying to use the injuries and use the suspension as They're basically coming at it from the angle of, well, we don't know what would happen. And yes, congratulations, Captain Obvious. We don't know what would happen. That's why it's called hindsight. We don't know what the fuck would happen. So what we do know happened is a team lost after being up 3-1. We have to understand, dude, that if we're going to slander the Cavs last year, we have to slander Golden State this year. The crying Jordan meme discriminates against nobody. And it can happen to the best of us. It happened to Cam. Happened to Russell Wilson in the Super Bowl. It happens. It does not discriminate. Yeah, right, bro. What? Man, crying Jordans were on deck for Russell Wilson, dog. But that's why we need to hand out our L's and our crying Jordans accordingly. I don't think Draymond deserves a crying Jordan. All right.
What?
No.
Draymond does not deserve that.
Bruh.
He doesn't deserve it. For this 30-point game, he played his ass off. He was one of the only
for a game.
He was one of the only Warriors to come out and dap LeBron up. There's a respect there, and I actually do like the fact that he came out and dapped him up. He was one of the only Warriors. Steph is too busy in the back room crying, tweeting.
Man,
Curry, go on my Twitter.
Crying.
Go on my Twitter at Q Got No Rings last tweet. I'm gonna say that right now. So
wait, you can see. Hold on.
Check it out. Everything.
I got a question real quick because
go.
Q, you've been shitting on my Cavs from.
I haven't.
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Uh-oh.
Let me pull out this Twitter real quick because no,
you did. Q, you do have some tweets.
Yeah.
Shitting on the Cavs?
Bro, you were not. I'm pretty sure you've been. Yeah, you've been slandering them all playoffs. You're like, oh, Toronto should be in the finals or.
No. No, sir.
Not I.
Not I.
Not you. Not hold on. Let me see if I can pull up.
Toronto? Not
let me see what I can.
Dude, we have a damn Dennis Sports video.
He goes, bruh, the rap? No, not. You must be mistaken. You must be talking to Q, the seventh man. I don't know who you're speaking to. I have been very consistent. I still stand behind the fact that the Cavaliers benefit from a weak East. But that still does not deal with the fact that LeBron James just shitted on the entire league.
Right.
I'm consistent in my slander. I give it just as much to KD and Russell as I'll give it to LeBron and Kyrie. I'm giving it to the Warriors. I've never once said that the Cavaliers are a trash team. You know, I've said players on that team are trash. And yes, I do think that fucking Kevin Love is pretty fucking garbage. I think he is. I'm sorry. He's pretty fucking terrible. But Kyrie, Bron? No. The most I've said is Bron and Kyrie had to chill out with their bad ISOs. Here's the thing. And I want to go back to this because I said this about Sneak and guys like Captain Sneak. They use this excuse that, this ISO ball is so bad for the league. This ISO ball is so horrible. But yet their favorite players are guys like Jordan and Kobe and Iverson. And it's just like, what are we talking about? And even Sneak will go on to disrespect people like Iverson. And that's what makes me get so angry at him, because I'm like, dude, do you realize that those guys like Bron last year, like LeBron and Kyrie this year, they don't have shooters out the ass like the Warriors do. Put LeBron and put Kyrie. Switch out Kyrie and LeBron, so that means there's no Curry, there's no Harrison Barnes. This is probably, that would be the most dangerous team that LeBron has ever had. Because you had a shooter in Klay, you have a good enough defensive center in Bogut, and we know this. So my problem is when people like Stowe will bring up the fact that I hate on the Cavs. I don't hate on the Cavaliers. I really don't.
I'm pretty sure you want them to die in a pit, dog.
I've never said anything disparaging. I've never said anything disparaging against LeBron's character. I've never shitted on Kyrie.
No. Talk about
LeBron is the only thing worthwhile besides Kyrie on the Cavs.
God damn.
Are we lying?
I can't with you, Q. I can't. Obviously we don't have like a stacked team, and obviously I do believe that like J.R. Smith and Shumpert has been a horrible disgrace. I can't even believe that this nigga still is playing basketball. Like I don't understand. Like
this man Shumpert can't lose because
this pro or something. Like I don't understand what's going on here. Like,
Shumpert can't lose because he has Teyana Taylor in his bed every night. So like he's automatically defense is sweat.
He can stay.
I don't care.
I'm pretty sure
there is no L handed to a man with Teyana Taylor on his arm. There is no L handed. No L against him shall prosper. And the man just got a ring. So, yeah, he does have. He has Mike Barnes.
Doesn't matter. Nothing matters.
He has Mike Barnes, but dude also got a fucking NBA championship. Isn't this crazy? Iman Shumpert, NBA champ.
Yo.
He deserves it.
Yo.
Mozgov is a champion.
Okay, hold on.
What is this?
Hold on. What? What? Okay, y'all sleeping on my boy Mozgov. I'm not saying he's a god. I'm not saying he's you know, a fucking
center. I'm not saying we're sleeping on it. I just want to know what the
heck happened. I think it...
I just want to know what the
heck I have happened. No idea. Honestly, I think when Tyronn Lue came in and kind of, I don't know, he really switched up our offense because we were no longer, like, Blatt had us trying to become the San Antonio Spurs. That wasn't going to work. And I feel that Tyronn Lue kind of noticed the up and down game that the Warriors play. And I guess, I mean, keeping Mozgov in the game ended up being a liability because this nigga can't run. And he can play some kind of defense, but in a high-paced game like this, there's no way Mozgov was going to survive. And I think that's yeah. And I don't know if he'll be here next year or not, but I don't think
he might be.
I don't think it really matters, to be honest. I just don't feel like he contributed enough this season only because of coaching. I don't think it's his fault, really. Like, I don't think the offense was going to give him any type of advantage. He can't run that fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't going to be able to play defense on the high-speed Warriors. Are you kidding me? There's no way.
Nah. Skates. I mean, what else did I want to bring up?
I believe we've covered almost everything in the universe possible.
Not everything.
What else do... Oh, yeah. Can we talk about how Richard Jefferson is NBA championship? Two back-to-back losses? With the Nets and now champion.
Yo. Barajot.
That is so lit.
That trainer.
That's so lit. How you going? What?
Wait, did you say trainer? What?
Don't do that.
I'm just kidding. Nah, you shouldn't have got rid of him, to be honest.
I didn't like how y'all let go.
He's definitely not. Because, like, I think I made the joke that, like, oh, Anderson Varejao's in the back room telling them how our plays work and shit like that. Like, that was a joke, but, like, Anderson Varejao, we shouldn't have got rid of him. That was ridiculous that we got rid of him, I feel like, because he's been here through everything. Right. He's been here through everything, and you're just going to toss him away like garbage? Like,
you did him like Deshaun Jackson. It was so tragic for the man. Pray for the man. But honestly... there's maybe two more things that we got to talk about before we wrap up. The one other thing that we had to talk about real quick. Where does this rank in terms of comebacks in sports? I think it's top three all time because this is a 73-9 Warriors team. Everyone's talk. Yeah. All right. Cool. But everybody, what's up?
I believe if it's not, I mean, for me, it's number one, but I'm super biased. But like, people are not taking into account that this man grew up in Cleveland. His dream was to bring us a championship. He came through in 2007 and went to the finals and got swept by the Spurs. I remember I was depressed as shit when that happened. I couldn't even believe it. But
you really couldn't believe that.
Wait.
Just as a Cleveland fan, that's in terms of talent, of course they were going to get swept. The Spurs were amazing. Like, there's no way they weren't going to just shut down LeBron and win a ring. Like, anyway, he tries two more times.
Boobie Gibson, man.
Bro, first sidebar, Eric Snow is so fat now, but seeing Eric Snow go up against Manu and Tony is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen in a finals ever. Even funnier than him trying to guard Kobe. Oh, man. Oh, man. It's 2001 terrible. Sixers, but go ahead, man.
He tries two more times, doesn't work out. People say he gave up or whatever. I don't believe that. But he leaves to go play basketball with his niggas, like any real nigga would do, and go scoop up some rings with his niggas. And so he gets the rings, and we're, of course, Cleveland's just like devastated. We can't even believe this is happening, all this stuff. We never think he's coming back. We're like, all hope is lost. And this man decides to come back. Now, granted, not under the best circumstances, because I feel like he kind of just gave up on the Heat. He's like, well, got my two rings. See you guys later. And he comes back to Cleveland. Everybody's ecstatic. We can't believe it. Our hero is back. He's come here to save the day and to finally bring us a ring. Goes to the finals. Everybody gets hurt. LeBron does the best that he can on his own, and we still come up short. And we're just like, wow. Like, and honestly, I was on the boat of maybe if we had a full team, like we could have won that. And then we start off this season. People started off saying that we had a chance to win, that we had a chance to beat the Warriors and stuff like that. And then we started playing like garbage. Like we were playing, I was like, I can't believe this. Like we're not even going to make it into the Eastern Conference Finals at this rate because we're playing terrible. There's drama in the locker room. Trade talk is going on. Like nothing's going right. And everybody, then people started counting us out and saying that we're not going to even make it to the finals. If we do, we're going to get swept by the Warriors.
That's crazy. Meanwhile,
on the other side of the planet, the Warriors are winning game after game after game. Everybody's quote unquote falling in love with Steph Curry and all that shit and saying that there's no way they're not going to win a championship. They're the best.
The circle jerk was crazy.
Right. With the best record in history, which honestly, I was starting to feel, I was like, damn, they are playing really good. Like this is unprecedented. And
they did.
But meanwhile, after the All-Star break, though, we got our shit together. We stopped, you know, trying to play one-on-one ball. We realized that we have a ton. We did have a decent amount of weapons that could do damage if they would step up. And LeBron started showing confidence in his teammates and stuff like that. We get to the playoffs again. We start sweeping niggas. People are like, oh, it's the East. It's weak as shit. The Warriors are going to kick your ass. And the Warriors are obviously struggling, stuff like that. And we're taking care of business. We're doing what we have to do. Obviously, yes, the East is weaker, whatever. But you still have to work to get to the finals. I don't care what, under any circumstance.
You know,
we get back to the finals. The time is now. We have to prove ourselves. This is it. We get crushed, absolutely embarrassed in game two. And I was like, I mean, I was disappointed. I'm like, okay, we're about to go home. Like, we can make this up. But people were embarrassed. People were like, there's no way. I can't believe this. Like, fuck the Cavs. Like, how could they let us down? And then the man, LeBron James, comes through and just, like I said, Clay decided that he thought that the Warriors were better than King James and decided to open his big fat mouth like so many before him has done, only to get crushed. And that's exactly what happened. LeBron James, like, you know what? Fuck this. And he stopped being passive LeBron that was trying to pass and get 20 assists instead of dropping 40 points like he was born to do. Like, and we finally make it all the way to game seven. Everybody's like, no way this is going to happen. This it's impossible. And I just feel like the momentum from the past two games and stuff like that carried us to victory. And here we fucking are fucking finally. We finally have a ring in Cleveland. Here, stop talking shit about how shitty Cleveland is and stuff like that. We've been great. Y'all just been sleeping on us. And now you see that we're great.
When LeBron brought this ring to Cleveland, man, I have all the respect in the world for it. I said Golden State in seven, but I'm a prophet and I'm also a phony. Because I said in March that Golden State was not gonna win. And that's a half truth. Because I did that thinking it was going to be San Antonio. But something did not sit right with me. I've said this. Something did not sit right. After that Boston game, I was like, I don't know, man. I don't think they're going to do it. And hold on, do it. They didn't do it. And we just have to give out the L's accordingly, dude. We have to speak on how Curry choked. We have to speak on how Thompson had a bunch of bad shots. We have to speak on Iggy's two missed free throws. I knew those were going to be huge misses. I said, oh my God, this is where the game was lost.
Wait, what?
What? Clay took a lot of, well, first I'm trying to think of the one that would really piss me.
There was
about three bad shots where I said, Clay, what are you doing? Clay, up at the top. There was one up at the top of the key. There was one where he was coming around on the screen. And there was one.
Because the bad things, I think he did.
Really? I thought he had a couple bad shot selections. I'm not saying that he shouldn't have shot. Because, you know, Clay, he started and stopped off offense all day. He'll get started. He'll get hot in a second. But my problem is, we need to just hand out the L's accordingly, man. We can't let this little, 6'3" point guard get over. We have to talk about this. We have to speak on how he choked. If LeBron went down in 5, the memes right now would still be in circulation. Right. They would still be talking shit. If LeBron went down in 6, if LeBron went down tonight, the memes would be vicious.
Especially with that injury? Are you kidding me?
They would be vicious. And we have to just talk about how big of a historical feat this is to come back from 3-1. We talked shit about KD. I did. I talked my shit about KD. I talked my shit about Donovan. I talked my shit about Westbrook. But me, I'm an equal opportunity shit talker. I'm not just going to talk shit about you unless you're Toronto for no reason, obviously.
Yeah, there. I was about to say, hold on now.
But the thing is, though, Toronto gives me every reason in the world to hate on them. Every fucking reason in the world. Every reason imaginable. They give it to me every single time. So that's, y'all want to check that out, go watch that video. Where I rant about the Raptors. YouTube.com/deadinsports. It's the Raptors video. Not that if you're hearing this is too late. That's where I take my victory lap in y'all's L's. But I'm the one before that where I talk my shit about your horrible ass team. But okay, so sidebar that. So Curry, man, gets up 3-1 and he can't close out. This is truly a historical feat, and it sucks for people who wanted them to win. Like I picked them to win. My heart wanted them to win. Actually, I'm not just gonna jump on. I'm not gonna jump on the LeBron wagon because he won. Now, I said at the very beginning of the finals, I had the Warriors in 7, but if LeBron wins, I will be extremely happy for him. I will be very happy with that result. And I was overwhelmed by emotion because I just would think about all the times where I wanted to be Bron. I was so sad when he left Miami because I thought that was going to be where his last career stop was. You know, I really did. It's the OTB podcast, man. This is what we do. It's just me, Ryan. We're joined by our guest, Stowe. The resident Cleveland fan of deadinhiphop.com, the writer, also entertainer / artist, Stowe the Lazy Genius. We're probably gonna put that SoundCloud link in the description. Go check out his music below. If you like anything in this video, subscribe. Ryan's gonna give you the info right now. Ryan, go and drop that knowledge on us.
If you want to follow Big Stowe, Twitter handle is at Big Stowe. If you want to follow myself, my actual account, it's at RLS003. Follow Q at Q Got No Rings. You can follow the Off the Bench Twitter account at OFFTHABENCH. Make sure, as always, this podcast would not exist without Dead End Sports. Follow Dead End Sports on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to their YouTube channel, youtube.com/deadendsports. Follow them all on the socials. Follow the individual hosts, Ken, KBINGE, Kyle, 12 Kyle, BFO247, BZ430, and of course, can't forget Rod, I Am Modest Media. That is all the social accounts. If you're listening to this on Audio Boom, make sure you leave a like, rating, If it's on iTunes as well, 5 stars.
Man.
Like the commercial. Stowe is definitely.
Oh, of course. To be invited again to the podcast. I can't thank you guys enough for even having me on. Thank you so much for the super dope intro. Just the fact that anybody even wants to hear or read what I say is everything in the world, but it does not matter. LeBron James fucking King of Cleveland. Thank God he fucking brought us a championship. It's about goddamn time, because I've been waiting too long. My uncle said it would never happen because Cleveland's a bunch of can be racist at times and name their teams bad things. And we believe
it is.
Exactly. And
shout out Bomani Jones one time.
Caucasian.
Exactly. Only thing left I have to say, peace to my man Harrison Barnes. I dedicate this episode to you. Hopefully you guys will never win a championship ever again.
Damn.
Still a real one.
I respect it.
Hey man, he wants another one in the final.
All right, I think we can all agree that the Kings are winning the championship next year. And on that note, we are going to sign off.
Because he stays.
Wait, on that note, we are going to sign off. This has been Q, Ryan, Big Stowe. Links in the description. Leave comments. Subscribe. Do everything that Ryan told you to do. You already know what time it is. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You are world champions.
Yes.
Congratulations, y'all. You've just been played off the bench.